Usual situation seems to have changed for a little bit. Oh, I'm talking in the middle of this now. Welcome. Welcome to Centralized Comedy. I'm not sure what's going on today. Seems I'm alone. Someone forgot that this was happening again. I assume he's playing solitaire or some other terrible, awful thing. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to get done. Usually there's some like back and forth. We like land on a topic. We sometimes approach said
Is this
topic.
thing on? Am I on the internet?
Excuse me?
Am I on the internet? Who is that?
Technically, yes. This is, but
hello?
this is not. I think you got
Hello?
the. I think. Yeah, hello.
My. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Who is this?
Who is this? You're on my. This is my stream. This is my. This is the show I do
Stream.
with a friend. Do you know?
Oh, was this?
How did you get this? How did you get this link? Did you? How did you get this link?
I linked up with a fellow once. He was like, we were fishing out in the back, and I
in the
linked
back
up
of
with
what?
him. We
In the back of
are
your
both of
house?
our fishing lines linked up, and
Excuse me. Okay,
that's
no,
my
let's.
story.
Excuse me. Can you just? Can you? Before we get to stories, can I have your name?
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Your name is hello. What is your name, sir?
You're talking to Cincinnati Redman right here.
Cincinnati, like the baseball team, sir?
I'm named after the city.
Redman. Okay. And what is the business you seek to achieve here? What is this you what is
I
it that
was
you want
asked to
from me?
fill in for my cousin.
Your cousin who?
Josiah.
Why did you pretend to have called me by mistake then? What was that whole act?
I
Was
don't
that
know. I've
some sort
never.
of a...
I don't know how to use the internet.
You say, it's like a phone. You say hello. You're not like, "Oops, I called you by mistake. How are you doing?" It doesn't work. Like, you don't need to surprise people. Just
Oh,
like
well,
talk.
excuse me. I don't have internet etiquette.
Aren't you hot in that flannel?
I'm always hot. Thank you very much.
That's what I was asking. Thank you for clarifying. You don't need to hold the headphones. It can just stay on. Yeah, see, you're good. Can you hear me?
I think I can still hear you.
Okay. You think you can still hear me, or you can? Like, there's really not too
Feels
much of
weird
a...
not holding anything.
If you could hold it if you like, but you don't have to. And what is
I
that
mean, I
analogous to?
gotta
The
get
phone?
used to
You're
what I
used to
get.
the phone?
Yeah, you used to hold the phone.
Right. No, it's okay. It's like wireless.
Where are you?
I'm in a different location.
Oh, I see. That's one of
Right.
those internet magics.
It's remote. Yeah. So why are you here? What is this?
I'm filling in. I'm a guest on the show.
Is there a reason nobody spoke to me about this?
My cousin was feeling a little sick. He didn't feel like coming in today.
Is there a reason he didn't tell me this?
That's something you got to take up with him. I
It
can't
looks
really
like, are
speak
you in
on
his
that.
house? Are you in his house?
No, this is my house. We have identical houses and rooms. We have very similar tastes.
And where do you live?
Cincinnati.
It's not that hard. Where?
A small town outside Cincinnati.
But you, and okay. And you're named after the city, and then, okay. So how, are there farms there? What is your deal?
No, I work in the city.
And what is your, what do you do? What do you, what is your, profession of choice?
I am a the CEO of a small derriere.
Is Derriere the name of the company, or is that what you produce? Is that like a milk product, sir?
Yes, we make milk products. It's like a Go-Gurt, but it's not. It's for older women. It's called Derriere.
Like an Activia?
Yeah, it's like Activia meets Go-Gurt, and we call it Derriere. Get it?
So where
it's funny.
It's not bad. It's all right. But where does the air part? Like, is there a pocket of air you have to, like, how does, what is the, could you
no,
describe the
derriere,
packaging?
like the butt, like your derriere. You get it,
yes.
And you eat the yogurt, and you
And
make
also,
healthy,
and also,
you get regular.
You get regular and dairy, like milk and yogurt.
Yeah, there's gold
But
in the
is it,
yogurt,
you said it's like,
derriere. It's clever.
it's okay. You said it's like Go-Gurt, so is it in a tube?
Yeah, it's in a tube. A lot like where the poop comes out of, so you put the tube in and then you get
God.
stuff out. See,
Okay,
it's
okay.
all
Oh,
cyclical.
wait. Excuse me. You put the tube where?
You put the tube in your mouth and then it comes out of tube.
Okay. I really. Can we? It's not that. Who gave you control over the noises? Why did he give you the. Did he? So how much yogurt do you sell a year? What is your net gross?
Our net gross is about 70 million
Units or dollars?
dollars. We sell over 500,000 units. I mean 500 million units.
You only get 70 million. Okay, I'm not.
We sell each Go-Gurt for about $30 a piece.
How big
Or
are the tubes?
derriere.
How big are the tubes?
It's proprietary technology.
Meaning what?
You see,
It's
I have a
packaged.
background in civil engineering and
I don't.
electro engineering, and I came up with the derriere one night while I was taking a dump, and I thought about how difficult it is for my stepmother to take a dump at her age. So I thought the best way to do this would be making a really easy to have your Activia, your lady yogurt, and
Your
put it in
Activia?
a
Oh, excuse me. Are you just
and put it
if
in
you
a
I
tube.
just can I have a I have a follow-up question though. Is it is
Sorry, I'm still trying to figure out how to use this thing.
What? So what? So where were we? What was it we were talking about?
My proprietary technology,
Right.
derriere, the
Right.
70
So
million in sales every year. I have a
yeah,
house
that's
in
very
Nantucket.
impressive.
I love it a lot.
Right.
You ever been to Nantucket?
The state?
Nantucket, the state, the proprietary state.
No, I haven't, sir. No.
You gotta
I'm
go
sorry.
up.
I will.
Got it.
I
Maybe
thought
you
it
can
was.
come up to my house sometime. We'll have a good time. I'll show you derriere. I'll show you where I came up with derriere, the
I
exact
don't need to see your
location.
bathroom. I don't need to see your bathroom. Thank you. I don't need to. What I
I
do need
never
to know is
flushed it.
what. So you're saying that the inspirational incident you just preserved in your bath. So where do you use the bathroom
That's
now
right.
currently? Where do you use the bathroom currently?
I have four other bathrooms in that house. That house is relegated as a historical site. I actually get a tax cut for maintaining that dookie in that little pot there. I
You
actually get a cutback on my taxes every year. So I make
How do
sure
you
that
get
toilet
a?
is never flushed. I
Wouldn't
actually
it?
remove the
Wouldn't it?
handle.
Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it just be that you're like exempt from certain things? They actually just give you money back for
No, I get like a discount code for my taxes and then I
a
don't have to
discount.
pay a certain amount.
So what do you write? Like, will you write like IRS 50 on the bottom, and they just give you like a portion of it back? So does that just work?
No, they call me the Don of Dookie, and that's what they give me, and that's the code.
The Don of Duke. Yeah, no, I understand they give you the, but like if they give it to you, like you just gave it to me, right? So could I just do that then?
It's tied in with all my stuff.
And oh, exclusively you. You're the only person that has this deal.
I'm not aware of anybody else with this deal. But it's totally possible somebody else has this deal.
But you're not aware of anybody else that might have these privileges that you do. I'm just trying I'm trying to gauge the range of like importance that these things have, because like really what you're preserving is frankly disturbing. And it makes me uncomfortable.
Well, you know, that's the nature of the beast. Sometimes you have to make people a little uncomfortable to get things done. That's why the Derriere is so successful. People said I was crazy when I first told them about Derriere, and now look at me.
You have a flannel shirt, yes. I need to get back to Derriere. I need to know what is unique about this product? Is it the packaging? We were trying to discuss packaging
it's about
before,
the proprietary technology that goes into Derriere.
What is the technology? Is the formula you make the yogurt with, or is it more it's presented?
It's the formula of the yogurt. It's the vessel. It's the cows from which the dairy comes.
I need Derriere. Okay, can you explain the vessel?
I can't give you away all my secrets and
I need to know what the vessel is. I need to know what the vessel looks like.
It is just a tube. It is just a, you've never had Derriere? I'll send you a box.
I've had Go-Gurt.
Yeah, Go-Gurt is for the kids, but Derriere is for older women. But men can have it too. It makes them a little bit more regular.
Okay. So if I go to a store and pick up some Derriere, I'm not going to open up a box that seems to have been tampered with to find Go-Gurt tubes that are suspiciously like underfilled, that happen to also taste like the flavors of Activia that happen to be available in the same supermarket. Like that's not what I would find if I had gone to a supermarket. Like if I asked somebody for Derriere, they're not going to give me a strange box of like mismatched labels, are they? Is that a quality that you can attest to?
Actually, you might get a box of mismatched labels. Some people like to be discreet about their Derriere digestion, so it's labeled as other things.
This is what I mean. You're doing like strange, pointless vandalism, and you're not even making money. So, like, what exactly is your?
Oh, I made $70 million.
No, you didn't. You did not. There's no way you made $70 million. There's no conceivable way that made you any money. Who gave you the money? Who is giving you these checks? There's no conceivable way. I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, I get the checks. I'm the CEO of the company.
From who? You write yourself a check. You're making no money.
I make deals. I work very hard to get Derriere to the front lines of our supermarkets.
Are you saying you threaten people into selling your Vandal yogurt? Is that what you're telling me?
My Vandal yogurt.
Your Vandal yogurt.
Golly. Yes. I don't know who I was dealing with today. We were going to have a polite chat.
We were going to have a polite chat until you made it about your strange yogurt scam.
I was introducing myself and my proprietary technology that has made me very successful. And I thought some other proud Americans might benefit from my success.
I can't. You're the one who slipped up. You were the one who said Activia in the first. You tried to break it. You tried to pretend
it's
to have some sort of technical.
It's inspired by Activia.
It's inspired by Activia in the way that it is Activia. How many syringes do you have in the house right now?
Do you have Activia in a tube?
How many syringes do you have in the house right now?
We don't do syringes. I'm not a diabetic.
I'm not asking you about diabetes. I'm asking you how many syringes
you
have.
Who is a diabetic? My elderly stepmother, who I invented Derriere for.
Is it a turkey baster then? That's just not as discreet. I figured you would use syringes to transfer the yogurt.
This is unbelievable.
It's not unbelievable. It's very, very plausible. Can you please help me?
You know, and I resent that. These are prescription glasses.
I feel for you. I feel for you. I got
prescription lenses in my Harry Potter glasses. I just love Harry Potter.
That's a different sort of problem. Can we get back to the yogurt, please? Can we please discuss what you're doing and how it's wrong and strange?
This is not how I anticipated this day going.
I know it's not. I know it's not. Sometimes you don't anticipate help, okay? It happens. Can we please... Why are you doing this? What is the reason? Are you wanting attention?
Why am I doing what?
Why are you transferring yogurts aimlessly to no benefit to yourself? Is it a fetish?
I resent this implication.
It's not an implication, it's a question. What at the root of it, what is it that you think you're achieving?
I'm helping elderly women like my stepmother achieve regularity in their lives. Sometimes you don't always have a spoon to eat your Activia's. So I made Derriere to help you get a streamlined version of that yogurt to your bodice.
Okay, so you could poop a lot more regularly. Can I ask a follow-up question?
I guess.
So when you do transfer the yogurt, when you do transfer the Activia into the Go-Gurt tubes...
It's not... I have my own proprietary cows, my own proprietary technology. I don't have access to Activia or any of their cows or any of their methodology. I do not have access. These are all my... I make my own original yogurt.
May I finish
Derriere
my question?
Is mine.
May I finish my question? Please?
You may.
Okay, so when you're transferring the Activia yogurt into the Go-Gurt tubes with your syringe or your turkey baster or whatever it might be, you use a funnel, correct? And if you're using a funnel, you're going to want to squeeze those Activia cups. And you can squeeze those Activia cups because they are made of plastic, and thus you do not necessarily need a spoon to eat Activia, and it all falls apart like a house of cards. Are you familiar with Solitaire?
You won't find one syringe, one baser, around any of these parts. Everything is done purely and organic, like my great-great-granddaddy made yogurt.
That's not what organic means. Organic means, that doesn't mean you don't use tools. That's not, please, just level with me. Just please.
I resent this implication. I don't know why I came on this show to be assaulted and for my ideas and proprietary technologies to be undermined.
What is the magic ingredient? It sounds like it might be plagiarism. I think it might be plagiarism of some sort, yes. I think you're plagiarizing Activia. Is food plagiarism? You need to stop doing this. This is unsafe, especially
in these
times. Why
am I plagiarizing Activia? Activia is just the yogurt.
That markets a product. You cannot repackage yogurt and claim it as your own. I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way.
But Activia ain't nothing special.
You're not making yogurt if you're switching tubes. You're not harvesting anything if you're opening caps
I don't have time for conspiracy. I don't have time
it's
for
not a
hearsay.
Conspiracy.
This is true.
It's absolutely the truth. It's absolutely the truth.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
70 million will tell you otherwise.
Explain to me why that 70 million what? $70 million? Is that what you're saying? Are you trying to bribe me now? Yes.
No, that's how much I made from Derriere last year alone. It has skyrocketed to success. Activia who? That's right.
Activia who is who? It's okay. You don't have to be honest with me. You're not the one. I'm not the one you need to answer to. Just know what you're doing is incorrect. What's your favorite movie?
This is ridiculous. You know, I come on this show to help my cousin out, and he told me you might have a little bit of a hard time. You might have a good time. Never mind. It's based on his mood, and I didn't believe him. I said he's probably a really nice fella. And, you know, I thought you were until, you know, this all started happening, and now I'm really disgruntled. I'm really upset.
You're disgruntled? Like a postman? That's interesting.
I don't want to talk about America's postman right now. They're going through a real hard time.
No one. I understand that. It's not good. It's very bad. Please buy stamps.
Buy stamps. Support our U.S. Postal Service. Men, women. And everybody else.
Always women. Everybody else.
I apologize. Those were all the wrong sound effects.
The last one wasn't too bad, but yeah, no, it's not the time for It's not the time for that. Can we talk about something that we usually talk about?
What's that?
What is a movie you enjoy?
So a movie I watched recently that I really loved, and it's it's privy to the time. I don't know if you guys have discussed this on this channel.
yeah,
I'm a big fan of baseball. I don't know about you. I love baseball's American pastime. I really love it. I'm a big fan of Cincinnati Reds. They're of course my namesake. So of course I'd be a fan. But I was recently watching a movie recently. It's one of my favorite movies. It's a bunch of little critters. They're playing baseball in this field. There's a big dog, and then he makes out with the lifeguard, and it's really funny. It's really warm. And then he loses the ball, the big Bambino and the great Bambino. It's a really big disaster movie, but it has heart to it. I can't remember the name of it.
The Sandlot?
That's it. I love The Sandlot. How about how do you feel about The Sandlot?
That's a very good movie. I think that's a timeless classic. It's got a little bit of everything for a little bit of everyone.
That's right. That's what I thought.
I like that. That's very good.
I showed my stepmother. We had a sit down after the launch of Derriere. We watched Sandlot. She said, "Excuse me." She paused and she excused herself from the movie viewing, and she went to take a dump and came back. Said that was the best. That was the best dump I took in my entire life. You're really onto something here, son. And ever since then, things just. It's been a roller coaster.
May I ask a question?
Certainly.
When you say the launch of Derriere, do you mean you went to the supermarket and you fiddled around with the yogurt in your car and you brought it into your mother after hastily drawing a label onto a box and you presented it as your own idea? And then you followed it up with a feel-good movie in order to mask the strangeness of the whole thing? Let me tell you something here.
This is getting ridiculous. I'm getting real upset.
I'm just digging back into it because you brought it up. No, because we were talking about movies, and then you brought it back. You brought it right back to your product, and I thought that was kind of strange. So I figured I would pry a little further. Is all.
No, we're done here. We're not talking about. You're here saying your conspiracy. That's over. Okay. That part of the show, your little show, is over. We're not
you're
doing
still
that.
On the show. So can we talk about the movie then? Is that okay?
What movie you want to talk about? Want to talk about how my attempt to share a delightful summer film with my stepmother was insincere. It's some kind of ploy, some kind of farce.
It wasn't a ploy, I think, so much as a placebo. But that's not what we're talking about. Another good film for the summertime would be... It's a good summertime film. Do the Right Thing.
Anna says, does your brand have a logo? I will reveal that logo when the time comes.
What is the time?
When y'all earn it.
We have to earn... That's bad advertising if you have to earn the logo. Or is it like an ARG situation? Is it going to be like a game to like build the logo in a puzzle formation?
Possibly. That's up to your marketing people. I don't know.
We're not handling your marketing, sir.
My cousin promised otherwise.
Oh, he's sorely mistaken. You think we can get him on the phone?
Get him on the phone. He doesn't want to be interrupted. Explicitly said he does not want to be interrupted.
What is he doing that's so important?
I don't know. He does all sorts of things. He's a very talented fellow.
That's very true. No, I admire him for that, but I can't imagine he's so busy that he can't answer the phone for a friend.
He is extremely busy, and some farm family. You know, sometimes me and my cousin used to just go out fishing. We used to go out in a little bike, just riding down the road, having a good summer of '99.
It was 1989.
'89.
Did you forget which year? Are you okay?
It's been rough. It's this is coronavirus has really put a damper on derriere.
What is? Is that because you can't get into the stores as easily and you can't sneak around touching the yogurts because it seems strange now because we're all socially distant and dumb?
No. You got me all wrong yet again. You know how at the beginning of all this it was that toilet paper debacle?
It wasn't really a debacle so much as an overreaction, but yes.
Well, that really put a damper on. People were scared to poop. They thought they were going to run out of paper, so they didn't. They didn't buy derriere. Nobody's buying derriere. They're like, I don't want to poop. I'm too scared. I might run out of paper. Then I'm going to have to walk around with a dirty ass all the time. So,
please don't say dirty ass on my channel. Please. I just, we have a level of, okay. Suppose you are telling the truth.
Presume I am.
Do you happen to have any of your product on hand at the moment?
I do not have any derriere on hand. That is in the freezer.
See, that seems very suspicious to me, because I feel like if I own a company, I'll at least have a little bit of something somewhere so I can at least give a sample or show a picture. Do you have like a diagram of the packaging? Do you have like a drawing? Do you have like the patent?
I do not. I'm at my home office. I don't have my work stuff at my home office.
That's where you would keep these things.
No, absolutely not. I like to separate home and work. It's part of my work-life balance. I want to make sure.
But what do you? What home, then? Why do you say
home is a place of serenity and peace, and that's where I go to relax and be with my family?
To do about this? Are you done?
It's a distinction I've made and a choice I've made.
Are you done? What do you do in your home office other than work?
Sometimes I sit here and think.
That's nice.
Sometimes I make little doodles on my desk.
So you also work in your home office, is what you're saying.
Thinking is not necessarily work. I could think about all sorts of things.
You're ignoring the other part of my question. I said, other than work, what do you do in your home office? You said think. So you do work in your home office. What is the work you do?
I want to address Anna right here.
Yes, okay. That seems fair.
She says, to be clear, are we talking about what one might call a frube? Or is this more a unique style of yogurt?
It's not a frozen yogurt tube, which is what I assume that is, but it is a tube full of yogurt. Like, it's a plastic. It's like, you know what, freeze pop? It's like that, but instead of weird juice, it's weird yogurt. And in this case, it's Activia via syringe.
We are working on a proprietary technology that allows us to put out a frozen version of derriere.
Exclusive. Yeah. So what is that? You're hiding them under the frozen peas for a few days, pulling them back out, and then restocking them elsewhere in the ice cream section? Is that what you're doing?
Frozen Activia? I don't understand what you're implying.
For Activia, if I will.
Can we stop using their name?
For Activia? Frozen Activia? No, I think it's not. I'm not using the name so much as like I'm talking about the product itself. So it seems appropriate to use the name.
It is totally unrelated. I'm not sure why we keep talking about Activia. They are just a competitor. That's simply it.
Yeah. Right. Just a competitor.
Thank you, Wayne. All the best on your business venture. That's what I like to hear. That's what I came on here hoping to hear. Positivity and support. That's really important to my business and to my employees. And even my cows, they like a good supportive hand.
Can I have a follow up question?
Sure.
How many people are in your employ at the moment?
We have about 500 countrywide.
500. So how many? Okay. How many offices is that?
We all work in a silo, which is one really tall one.
So wait. So you have 500 nationwide and you all work in this one silo. Where is the silo?
New York City.
So everybody, all of these people nationwide travel every day from nationwide to work in New York City in this silo.
That's right. The Big Apple. And that
Where is
silo
this?
is One World Trade Center. God bless them.
Excuse me?
I like to call it the silo, but it's you know,
You
One
mean
World
the
Trade. And that's a very good question. Where can I purchase this magic yogurt get then? We're actually starting to ship overseas. We're starting to process ship overseas very soon.
This
Hopefully,
is a very bad time for that,
when this
sir. You
coronavirus
might
thing
want to
shakes out, we
reconsider.
could start getting our own cows over in Europe. We're trying to expand business over to Europe, and it's very exciting. We have some people we're talking to over there. We're working on getting our own silo over there.
Did you mean, can we just back up a little bit? Did you mean the Oculus?
Occupy.
That's where you're, is that where you're transferring the yogurts in the Oculus bathrooms?
There's no yogurt transfer in the bathroom. The bathroom is a result of the yogurt. That's where you end up after you eat the yogurt.
I see people dressed like you with coolers. I see them all the time.
Well,
Is the
this is
plaid
the
a
uniform.
uniform?
This is the uniform. This is
That's the
the
uniform.
derriere
Yeah, and
uniform.
then you sneak off into the bathrooms with the coolers to transfer the yogurts into different packaging, and then I guess you take it back out to the Sea Town? I don't.
Not sure what you're implying.
Sea Town is a
Seeing a lot
supermarket
of
where they might.
confusing stuff that doesn't really make any sense to me.
That's where they would sell the yogurt that you're repackaging, and somehow you think you're making money off of, which I don't really understand.
Our offices are located in One World Trade.
Yeah, that's not an office, pal.
What are you talking about? There's office buildings going all the way up. It's like a silo. That's why I called it a silo.
The silo. All
New York
right.
City silo.
New York City silo. The yogurt silo, is that
And when we open up our corporate offices over there in the UK, feel free to
it?
come by. I'll
No,
talk
Anna,
to you.
no.
We'll
This
have you
isn't a
talk to our
job.
HR person,
This isn't
and
even a
we'll get you
person.
hooked up
This
right
is not.
away. You'll
You're not
have
gonna.
a
No.
long-lasting
No. Are
career
you
at
very. Anna,
Derriere.
how skilled are you
Hear
with
you me.
syringes? Are you allergic to yogurt?
Anna resents the way we say yogurt. It
We
makes her
don't say.
stomach turn.
No one says
Actually,
yogurt.
if your stomach is turning, maybe you could benefit from a tube of Derriere. That'll
Please do not
really
send
help.
this. Please do not send her some sort of false yogurt in a tube that's already been punctured. I don't need it. We don't need to be poisoning people overseas, let
We
alone here.
actually
You
have a
need to stop
chamomile
this.
flavor coming out to help you relax while you're pooping. We want
So,
serenity the whole way through. That's actually the next line of Derriere products.
Derriere Serenity. Oh my God. Are you just going to put tea in them? So you're going to steep tea in Activia and then transfer it into new label? Okay. You really need to stop doing this. Someone's going to, if they haven't already, get sick. Someone's going to get very sick.
Sir, I really don't understand why you're so why you have so much hate in your heart, so much
It's not
envy,
hate so
so
much as a
much
concern for
resentment.
safety in these strange times.
We're taking all the precautions.
It's really not the time to be like wrist deep in someone else's yogurt, you know?
Look at this. We got some consumer report right here.
That's not a.
Yogurt tea sounds excellent, so
You're putting
you
that
be
in
sure
there.
this
She
is
didn't say
coming down the
anything about
pipeline.
yogurt. No one said yogurt tea. She just said tea. So you're putting that in there. You're trying to make it about you, and it's not
We
about
want to unify
you. You're
worlds
not.
here.
No, you're. No. You're trying to poison people.
There's no poison. This is just yogurt. It's just fun, fancy free, good poopy yogurt. Derriere. Come get some.
Sounds like you might have an issue. Are you having a bowel issue at the moment, currently?
No, that is my soundboard.
That's your. Okay. I see. My mistake. I'm so sorry.
Anna here asks a productive question. What are your main flavors? So we have regular, we have vanilla, which we also consider regular. We have strawberry, We have blueberry. We have raspberry. We have coffee for those coffee lovers out there. We know you. We see you guys. And then obviously we're working on the tea brand. So we have chamomile. We have lavender tea. We have a green tea one coming out for all our all those health conscious people.
That's right.
And we have a ginger yogurt coming out. Just double the layers. You get the ginger, you get the yogurt, you get all those yogurt cultures in there.
Wait a minute. Are you just putting pieces of sliced ginger on top of the yogurt? And if these aren't in tubes, how are you doing that?
I don't know why you think we're just putting chunks of ginger in our yogurt.
You said it's two layers. You said you have a layer of ginger and a layer of yogurt. It sounds like you're just cutting up ginger and putting it in there.
In the process of making the yogurt, we have to combine ingredients, and then we reduce them down so it becomes consistent for a tube for easy digestion.
No, but you were making hand gestures like a cup with like toppings and levels. You don't level a tube. If it's already mixed in, there are no levels. It's just consistent throughout.
Anna says coffee yogurt, man. What you need is a marketer.
No, coffee yogurt exists and it's good. But this one is not one I would buy.
And coffee yogurt is a big player in the American yogurt market. Everybody loves their coffee flavored things that are not coffee. I know it might seem a little weird, but it's a thing here, and we have to capitalize on it. People love coffee flavored stuff, so we're making we have our coffee flavored derriere, and people love it. People love it. Anna says, "Do you take constructive criticism, my friend?"
Clearly, he does not.
Always open to some constructive criticism.
Clearly, you're not open to any criticism
within the means within not. Cincinnati Redmond.
That's right. So Cincinnati, you don't take any criticism. Should I call you Mr. Redmond? Is that better? Do you like a little?
It would be more polite and more.
It would be. All right. So Cincinnati, you don't take any criticism. Don't lie to this woman. Wow. You don't. Wow. What was that?
Conspiracy ain't criticism. Sorry
it's
to tell
conspiracy.
You,
fella.
Maybe it's your East Coast sensibilities seeping through.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Cincinnati.
That's practically the West Coast. Talk about sensibilities.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I haven't seen one bit of decent criticism since I tuned into this thing.
Because you're not listening.
It's just been a full frontal assault on my business.
I'm not
cynical that it even exists.
Frontal. I'm not assaulting your friends at all, sir.
You're implying that I'm also backdoor stealing Activia and putting it in tubes. I just don't like the tone. I don't like the conversation here. It is dirty. It implies that Derriere is an illegitimate operation. It implies that my proprietary technology is illegitimate and non-existent.
You got caught out, like... Initially, like 7 minutes in, your whole thing was unraveled when you said Activia. You slipped up, and then you had a malfunction of television, which doesn't make any sense. Our connection is clear and crystal, isn't it?
No, there's a difference between inspiration and straight up plagiarism.
That's what you did. What you did was plagiarism. Food plagiarism. You did yogurt crimes.
Absolutely not.
You did crimes against yogurt. Yes, you did. Jamie Lee Curtis, if she were dead, she'd be spinning in her grave.
I didn't do anything.
But she's
not. We sold 70 million last year.
You think you did?
How do I? I have my home in Nantucket.
Can I? Do you have any cash on you?
Absolutely.
Can I see the cash?
You want to see my cash? You want to see my cash stash?
I would like to see your money. Yes.
All right.
Well, yeah. Okay.
We got some bills here.
Yeah. You're taking a real long time with that.
We got a one.
Okay. Okay. I'm like, okay. Sir, I understand the trick. I understand the trick. I understand what's happening, okay? It's the same
what
bill
trick?
Over and over. It's the same one bill over and over again. It's okay.
God.
I'm just glad to see it's real. I thought you'd pull out something fake. If you keep showing me the same bill, it's fine. I understand. You have $1. It's okay. Where's the 70? You don't have 70. You have $1 on you as a 70 millionaire.
Looky here, fella. Looky here. I have multiple dollars. I have several. These are several bills.
That's four. You have like four.
There's at least eight here.
At least eight. So what? Eight out of 70 million.
I have a couple of Lincolns, a couple Jeffersons, and even a Jackson. Oh, who's this fella here?
You don't know?
I also have Sir Benjamin Moore.
That's not money.
He's an American hero.
Benjamin, that's a paint. Is that a paint label? Are you looking at a paint label?
Show me the Benjamin. Let's move on. Let's see. We have questions here. Anna says, I think perhaps first hurdling block is your declaration that this is a business as opposed to a scheme.
There you go. It's a scheme. Thank you for clarification.
I'm never coming on the show again. I'm telling my cousin I'm never coming on the show again. This is ridiculous. I'm going to call him right now and tell him he should be on this show. I can't deal with this anymore.
How are you going to call him? He's very busy.
Yeah, but now I'm hurt. Now I'm suffering.
Oh, so now he's not busy, but you're suffering.
Well, he's going to have to be unbusy because then this show's just going to go on with you, and that I don't think he is going to let that happen.
You mean next week? No, he would never let that happen. You're absolutely right. He would not. You know him very well, it seems.
You know what? thanks for the opportunity. Those of you that want to try Derriere, please feel free to try Derriere. I'm going to go try to get my cousin.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go try to get my cousin here. And maybe he could sort things out, maybe clear the air a little bit, and I think everything will be much better. Maybe once you come around, I'll send you a package of Derriere. You can try it yourself. Tell me
what
you think.
Please don't do that. Please do not do that.
And then we can, we can put this all behind us. I'm very good at forgiving. I can forgive you. I can forgive the people in the comment section. It's all possible. But I think maybe if you try it, you'll feel differently.
Yeah, sick.
All right, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna let my cousin come back. I'm gonna go bother him, and he's gonna come back.
Where are you gonna go? You are in the same house.
We're gonna do
you?
This show.
Are you?
Thanks for the time, everybody. I'll see you probably never. Bye.
I don't know what that was. This whole time, what a waste of time. I hope that man does not succeed in anything. I hope. That's the last we see of that. I hope that's the last we see of yogurt. Smuggling? I don't even know what you would call that or what to make of any of that. I'm a little taken aback. I think I don't know what to make of any of this. I don't even know if this is the same show anymore. It seems week to week. I think we need to change everything. I think when he comes, if he happens to come, if he can be found in his busyness, we need to discuss a new format. We need to discuss privacy, for one. We need to discuss security, because something is leaking. God. I can't imagine somebody hunkering down in a supermarket with a syringe full of Activia just to... And then what do you do with the Go-Gurt? I didn't even ask what he did with the Go-Gurt. Like, what do you do with the Go-Gurt? Do you, like, put it in a plastic bag in your pocket? Like, do you line your pants? Like, people used to... If I've learned anything today, it's like I've learned that nothing in life is certain. There's no consistency to anything. There's no rhyme or reason.
Hello. What the hell happened here? What did you say to my cousin?
You gotta, like, really rein
that
in.
I can't even take a day off.
You didn't explain that to me. And two,
I just wanted a day. I just wanted a day, guy, a sick day. I was going to have a nice sick day.
You told me you were busy.
And
you
I was going to have busy. My cousin on. He was going to talk about
how
his business.
You, how are you busy?
And
how
now
are you busy
he's
on
all
a
upset.
Sick
he called me crying. His how stepmother are you called me crying.
How are you busy on a sick day? Were you busy vomiting? What were you busy doing?
I run the show. I could take a sick day if I wanted to.
You're not even sick. So my question to you is, why are you letting that man get away with these crimes?
Hi, Anna. Yeah, he had some choice things to say about everybody. What crimes are you speaking
of? The yogurt crimes. You not know what he does for a living, supposedly?
Yeah, he's like a big-time yogurt guy.
No, he's really not. He lied to you. He came on here trying to pull some shit where he was saying, oh, I have this product that's like Activia, kind of. And then like he slipped the fuck up. I'm cursing now. He slipped up, and we figured out that he's sucking the Go-Gurt out of the Go-Gurt tubes, putting Activia into the Go-Gurt tubes, and then reselling them as something he calls derriere, which is kind of a clever pun and sort of two clever puns, but they're both gross, and it's inappropriate for food. Also,
I think it's genius.
You think it's genius to be smuggling and switching yogurts? It's not safe.
No, I don't think that's what's happening. That seems like
that's
one
exactly
of your like things
that's
that you
exactly
do.
What's happening. Is he diabetic?
No, but his stepmother is. My step aunt, I guess.
Have you ever met him?
Sure.
In person?
Sure.
And you've met the mother?
I haven't really met the mother. Because she's not really family. She's like his stepmother, so it's like
that's what I mean.
I don't really have any relationship.
It's a close enough relationship that they live together. She must care for him in some way.
I don't know if they live together. You know, did he talk about that? He has like this house in Nantucket that he was talking about.
Yeah,
I don't get it. But apparently, she lives in the boathouse.
Right. Yeah, but they're together.
Yeah, he has his own. They both have their own space.
I'm not saying that they're on top of each other all the time, but if you live with somebody, you live with somebody. It's the same thing. My point is, he's doing yogurt crimes in the dairy sections of these supermarkets, and it's not good.
Yeah, and he was really excited at first, and then he got pretty upset.
I would be upset too if I were doing crimes.
He said Anthony had turned everybody against him.
I wasn't turning. I was merely revealing truths.
I don't know if it's the truth. I don't know. He seems, you know, I've been to the Nantucket house. I've been to the Cincinnati house. He's doing pretty well.
Just because you have two houses doesn't mean you're not doing crimes. You could have money and do crimes. That's very evident today in these worlds.
I mean, I don't know if the yogurt business is high enough stakes to really commit to doing any crimes.
That's exclusively what he's doing. And then he showed me $4 like that means anything. $4?
But, I mean, he's not hurting anybody. He's trying to just help them poop.
And he made up money. He was like, I have Benjamin Moore's. That's not even close to correct.
That was him just kind of messing with you guys.
That's not
funny. He's a funny guy. He's a funny
guy. Explain that. Why is that? Explain why that's funny to me.
Because, you know, Benjamin Franklin is on one of the bills, but he said you kind of got it wrong, which is kind of funny sometimes.
No, you have to. Okay, fine. I'll give you that. But I don't think that's what would happen.
He's a very clever gentleman. Did he tell you about his proprietary technologies?
That's precisely the problem I had with him.
What was that?
His technology. He said it's like a tube, like Go-Gurt. And then I asked him to describe the packaging.
Anyway,
I asked him to describe the packaging, and he said it's a mismatched box of random shit, just slapped together to look like something different. He said that. He admitted it.
Well, no, his logic for that is like people like to be discreet. They don't want to know people are. You know, they don't want
but
other people to know that
the
they're buying
you.
You
don't even know what's in there. They can't even guarantee flavors. He doesn't even know
well,
which
know.
One's putting into which.
You know.
And you know what I want to know? You know what I need to know? What is he doing with the Go-Gurt? Where is the Go-Gurt going?
What Go-Gurt?
The Go-Gurt he removes from the Go-Gurt tubes before replacing it with the Activia yogurt. Please, help
I don't know why you're... Go-Gurt also doesn't have a sort of a, you know, a hold down on tubes. Other people can make tubes. Tubes Nobody is not a does, unique though. Idea.
Not any other one company makes tubes. Sorry.
Ennis sounds like I'm in on the scam, very defensive.
You are very. I understand it's your family, but it's not right. It's not right to cover up crimes.
No, I believe in the product. I put $50,000 into Derriere because I believe in it.
$50,000 to inject tubes of. So you're just bankrolling this. Is this where he got the $70 million? How much money do you have?
No, the $70 million is all him.
It's not all him.
He actually tapped a weird niche Canadian market really early on, and they were really.
What is the niche Canadian market? Explain that to me.
He wouldn't actually tell me.
Did you know that
it's
much?
It's proprietary.
I think you're using that word.
That's what he told me.
I think he's using that word wrong.
Anna, if you start a successful yogurt business, maybe I'll bankroll you
$50,000. So it has to be successful before you give the money? That's kind of stupid on you, isn't it?
Well, no, he's my cousin. He's my family. And I believed in his proprietary technology.
You keep using that word like it means something. It's not a distraction. Can you explain? Do you have a diagram? Did you make a diagram for him of this technology? This is what I mean. Things like that keep happening. You like that song too, man?
All right. I think we're going to wrap it up there for today. It looks like you guys were talking for a good amount of time, so I think that's the show. Sorry I missed it. I was sick, so I had to take the day.
And now you're not. Now you're totally better.
I mean, I had one of those yogurts, which you could pick up soon and coming to you soon overseas, Derriere, UK, where you can get your chamomile, you can get your green
Why
tea.
Why would they call it?
You can get your lavender.
So the UK version is
your wait, crumpet.
Wait, whoa. I have one question before we go. Yeah, how would you know what he intended to name it? When he didn't name it himself.
Oh, because I'm bankrolled.
And is it?
I get the cut.
Oh, so you're making other decisions? You're making other decisions.
Yeah.
So you are,
I
you
do
are
my...
in on it. So you are in on it.
Yeah.
So you know what's going on.
Sure.
Syringes.
There's no syringes.
Turkey baster?
No basters.
I'm going to figure this out.
I've seen the yogurt go from cow's teat to tube. From teat to tube.
Teat to that's tube? Kind of, teat to tube yogurt? I don't think so, sir. It's not that quick. There's that's a process.
That's kind of the internal slogan that goes on.
No, I make it from the idea behind that.
There
we
are, from
really,
teat to tube.
That's not how the yogurt is made.
Well, you know, there's stuff that happens. There's processing and stuff that happens in between.
Processing. I'd like to... Can we have a tour of one of these factories anytime soon?
I think you're going to have to apologize to him first.
We'll see what happens.
He's
Is he gonna be back
really
next
upset.
Week? Is that,
that's I don't fine. Know. He might... I'll see if he wants to come back. Maybe you guys can clear the air. Maybe we could have like one of those I'm sorry videos. You guys to talk about.
Oh, like I'm sorry I haven't posted in a while? Or you mean like...
No, you guys kind of just talk out your problems.
Talk out your problems. Yeah, I mean, that would be nice, I guess. But, like, I really, really, really think somebody should look into the food vandalism that's going on, to be perfectly honest with you.
I mean, I'd stay away from the conspiracies. I think that makes them a lot more upset.
I think stay away from the supermarket. It makes me a lot more upset. Don't anybody buy any sort of Go-Gurt anytime in the recent future. Near future, past future. Don't buy any yogurt.
All right. Well, that's our time for today. Thank you, everybody, for watching Centralized Comedy. I'm sorry that it hasn't really been funny in a while.
It's been strange.
Not
it has
my
been
fault.
Strange. It's a little bit your fault.
Hopefully we'll see you guys soon. We'll come back at you within a bi-weekly time period. We'll
with
catch
some
you.
Actual real content.
We'll actually we'll see you soon.
Okay. Have a good evening. So.